Inoho, please be seated.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to read your, I guess it's supplementary evidence. Yep. And I think you said that you were representing 26, did I hear that right?
22 or so.
22 other entities, okay. And, right, at the pre-hearing conference last year, seen a list of parties that you were representing. And has that changed, or is that the complete list, or don't you recall? I know that there were a number of names in it, but I don't recall the names.
There's probably two that would have been added to that list, would have been Quarra Station and Anthony Young.
Okay. And what I'm going to ask you to do, and you could just do it by email to the registry, to the email account that we've got for this proceeding. Could you just send an email to court just noting all of the entities, the 22 names that you're speaking on behalf of? So a bit like Mr. Page, so we sort of know who's doing what in relation to whom.
I could possibly name them.
No, no, not right now. Yeah, I'd just rather a piece of paper. But anyway, so
it's all in my head.
And I think you also wanted to show a film, or it might have been some photographs.
Both.
Both. Right. And are we wired for... We are. Very good. So we'll watch the film.
What I'll do, I'll read to until paragraph 10, and then I'll show you the video of the carrot race.
I tell you what.
Is that all right?
Everybody's read. So I'm going to ask you just to show the film and the photographs. Yeah. Okay.
That's the view of the coming around the carrot race.
Have you got a drone up there or a helicopter?
I was given a helicopter flight with Heliview for a birthday present.
Oh, wonderful.
And I managed to convince him to come around the carrot race.
So we're looking at two race structures on the side of the...
No, one of the road, the track round above the race. Access track.
Oh, the access track, okay.
Coming into the Longari area. Coming through the Duffer Saddle. That's about the end of the race there when it drops down the last two creeks. down over Bannockburn farmland.
That's you.
Now the photos, mm-hmm. please, Rebecca. That's the head of the carrot race, mm-hmm. where the intake is. Mm-hmm. It's the first bywash where we control the flows. The manual gauge that's been in mm-hmm. since the last 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. Snowy Creek. Another bywash. Mm-hmm. An old flume that's been replaced with pipes. Reconstruction done in 2012.
So you've been clearing out the race with the digger, is that what you're talking about there?
Yes.
Yep.
Manual gauge at Good Creek. A little small creek, Good Creek, enters the race. A bywash at Christmas Creek.
So Good Creek, is that wholly diverted into the race?
It actually goes under, all the creeks bar this one go under the race.
Under
and then
the race.
We just divert a wee them in, and they're all on a pretty tight bywash.
Yep.
Because if you imagine this race is at 1,260 metres at the intake, and if you get big rains up there, you have massive problems.
Mm.
If you can't control the inflows.
Mm-hmm.
It's Long Gully number one. Number two. Number three. It's the manual metering gauge and the water meter at Duffer Saddle. First division box of four. Now,
pause there and tell me what's the first, what does that mean, a division box?
What happens there, that goes down to three, four, five suppliers in the top end of the Bannockburn Valley.
Yep, yep.
So it's 20% goes to the, on the small side out to the right of the photo.
Mm-hmm. So it's a takeoff point for...
That is, yes, but... Yep. If we go to the next photo, please, Rebecca. That's the one at the Nevis Road that diverts 20% again to Carrick Station,
mm-hmm.
down Shepherd's Creek. Now, these two things work on a fortnightly roster.
Mm-hmm.
9 days of the fortnight goes down the Duffers Creek one,
mm-hmm.
and then the raceman closes that, and then 5 days go down this one for the rest of the fortnight, and that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the roster works all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
That's the inbox. So there, a third goes to Pigroot, which is coming to you,
mm-hmm.
and two-thirds goes direct to Smith's. And, that's another one of reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a video of the Bannockburn...
Can I ask you a question? When you're reconstructing and you're digging out, you know, digging out the race, do you lose water in terms of disturbing the bottom of the race by digging and clearing? Are you making it more porous or is it... or not?
It's the best way to do it because I do it with about a half a head of water in the race and that's the best way to find holes. And further from that, that race is 27 k's long, and there's probably only about a k and a half to 2 k's I haven't had the digger on.
Yeah, when you say it's the best way to find holes, what do you mean by that?
Well, what happens if you're cleaning out the big rocks and the tussocks off the side and you open it out, and if you've got a wee bit of water there, the water will go out a hole, because up there we have worms as big as your finger and 6 inches long, and the water up there is so clear, and that's why. That's the main reason we get holes is through the worms.
Mm. Okay. All right, thank you.
Now, the first part of this one's going to go at 100 mile an hour, but it does slow down. This is the two private races. Quarra Station and Happy Valley that come out of the Bannockburn Creek. That is a mess of willows from the Bannockburn inlet to Quarra Station's intake, a distance of 15 k's.
And remind me, why are you showing us willows in particular? I mean, I know they're a bit of a pest, but why are you showing me us this?
Well, how many willows, how many much water do those trees drink over that distance when we're talking about minimum flows?
I see. Yep.
And residuals in these creeks in the future.
Apart from willows, is the film going to show anything else?
No, we could actually go on to the...
Yeah. Okay.
Now, these are some photos of Bannockburn with the contrast of what water does. If you just... Yeah. K-lines in operation. Quarra Station, which you're going to drive along beside tomorrow.